Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Well, good evening.
And good night.
Okay. Well.
And I think something, I think they're called pepper fries.
Whoa, what are we talking about?
There's a new item over at the Wendy's, which is the male version of Wendy's. There's a new item over at the Wendy's with some cheese fries with some peppers on them.
When did you do that?
I did it yesterday. It was Memorial Day. I did it for America.
I wilded the fuck out Memorial Day weekend. Yo. I'm in trouble.
I didn't wild out the whole weekend, just yesterday.
Really? You were good the whole weekend?
Oh, those fries, though. I might go back. Fuck it.
That good?
I might go back today.
Let me tell you what I did. This weekend, I went... Alexa's family, the night I was there, went to Blue Crab, this restaurant by the beach. They make their own chips. So these little, small, salty potato chips.
Yeah.
But they give it to you with this horseradish sauce, which is basically just horseradish and mayo.
G-code, book a trip to Maryland, please.
Delaware. Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Oh, you did the beach thing.
Yeah. And then yesterday, definitely wrapped up the trip with some Five Guys.
Okay.
And, you know, and both,
just cause.
Well, just gets there. And both days, we definitely ended it with ice cream. One night DQ.
Yeah.
And I got the fucking fattest thing on the menu. The peanut parfait or something.
Sounds good. It was
just a huge sundae, just filled with chocolate and peanuts. Just the whole, just filled.
And ice cream.
Oh, yes. I forgot ice cream as well. And then there's a delicious ice cream place in Bethany Beach, Delaware called Bonkies.
Oh, Bonkies.
Yes, I love Bonkies. A, because it's called Bonkies, and B, because it's a fucking real delicious ice cream.
Okay.
And before we go further today, we're going to answer a lot of questions and deal with the Juan Eppers today.
Thank you, Juan Eppers. Hey, I appreciate a couple people signed up for my improv class because of Juan Eppers.
Really?
Yeah.
So and you know what else? That. And you know what else they're doing?
What?
They're ordering from Bevel.
Oh.
They're going to getbevel.com.
Bevel.
So if you haven't yet and you're thinking, how do I get a face that, and a lot of people are saying this, by the way, Saif, how do I get a face that's as smooth as Saif's baby's ass?
Mm.
And by the way, this is a common thought.
Yeah, well, brand newborns are not that smooth. There's still a lot of gunk and hair on
there. No, I'm talking about where the baby is now, though.
Okay.
Because your baby is now 5 weeks old.
It's pretty new.
Still,
pretty
it's brand smooth. Spanking new, but smooth. It's smooth.
Smooth and soft.
So what you want to do is go to getbevel.com. If you've never had a razor to call your own, one that you know is perfect for your skin, go to getbevel.com and use the code JuanEpp. And it'll change your life, to be honest with you.
I used a bevel the other day.
Yeah. You're looking clean today.
And I put my baby, held her up to my face, and she said her first words.
What'd she say?
She's like, yo, is your face trying to be like my ass?
It was crazy. Your baby's first
and I
words?
Was like, a whole sentence?
Out of the blue?
Because she felt it. She felt the smoothness.
From now on, you're going to always have this moment where your baby's first words were, are you trying to have your face be smooth as my ass?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is so touching. So go to getbevel.com. Use the code JuanEpp. It's a great razor and it supports the podcast. Thank you.
So anyway, signing up for my class.
That's dope.
I don't have any up right now, but always check. My Instagram always has my classes and cyphersounds.com. But there's a guy in my class who is not the what do you call him?
The prototype?
The typical person that takes the class. And I was like, how'd you hear about it? He said, Juan Epp. I was like, yeah, brother. Bridging gaps.
Really?
Bridging gaps.
Yeah, very good job, Juan Eppers. They come in all shapes and sizes.
All shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Like Carhartt girls' titties.
All shapes and sizes.
Big shapes. Big shapes and sizes.
Big shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Big. I'm talking about heavy.
Yeah, heavy. Chunky.
I got to tell you, I really, I don't like to sit and like pat ourselves on the back, but I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the King Capri episode.
Yeah?
I really did.
I didn't think it was enough details, but it got such a good reaction.
Well, it didn't get a ton of details, but because he has so much.
Yeah.
But then we went so nerdy with the DJ talk.
Yeah, very nerdy.
I really liked the DJ talk.
Yeah, good reaction.
And Laura was going to come in today and tell an amazing King Capri story, but she had an appointment today and she couldn't come in.
Okay.
I'm tempted to call her because the story she told me was just fantastic.
Okay.
Saif, I did last week. I did my third radio show on ESPN Radio.
What is that about?
I don't know.
Okay.
Meaning, they've been having me come in.
Right.
And so I asked Hot 97, I called the big boss and I said, what do you think about me going over to ESPN radio and doing some stuff? And they were like, sure. We don't see that as like direct competition. And,
yeah.
You know, go
That's
ahead.
That's good.
So I did.
As a guest or?
Well, that's the thing. So that was about, I asked the question a few months ago and then I've gone in now three times. And
no, I'm saying, but
I'm hosting.
Oh.
Like on Saturday night, it was like, hey, it's the Peter Rosenberg show.
Wow.
I'm here. By the way, let me tell you something. Do you know how it felt to do a show and just say, it's the me show?
It probably felt great.
It felt fucking great.
Yeah.
It felt fucking great. Not that I hate being second mic, but Syph, as you know, most of us don't pursue this business because you want to be second fiddle.
Oh,
to
no,
someone.
I want to be third mic. On a morning show. Not a morning show, sorry. On an afternoon show.
You would now?
Yeah.
See, that's different. But now you do, of course.
That's what I want.
Is that really what you would aspire to now?
Yes.
Like a comedy-based...
Come in, do my shenanigans, and leave.
And just get to be the wacky guy who jumps in with the joke. You want to be Artie. Artie Lang.
Artie Lang, yeah.
Artie was third mic.
Yeah.
I listened to a good Artie episode. Stern was killing it on reruns this week. They had one yesterday. They were doing a bit, it was an old one from like 2008, of Artie saying he saw an episode of, what's the show about rich people on E?
I don't know. What do you mean?
The Fabulous Life of.
Oh yeah, Fabulous Life.
And they saw the Howard Stern one, and then they just started riffing about how ridiculous it was, but they just kept being like, and when Howard Stern wants to get his pool washed, he doesn't go to just any pool washer, you know? And they just went on. It was one of those riffs that was so fucking good. So anyways, guys, I've been telling people that if you wanted to support us and you go to patreon.com, and these are for like the most hardcore supporters.
Thank you, hardcores.
You got these people go to patreon.com and they sign up and they give us money. They just want to lend their support to the podcast. And it's very, very cool. And some people got t-shirts. Some people just wanted to ask questions. So I have a bunch of those questions today, Syph.
I like to answer.
And well, good, because a bunch of them, guess what, are directed at you.
Oh, I'm here to answer all your questions, like I always am.
All right. Let's start off with a guy named Dominic Romano. What's up, Dominic?
Any relation to Ray? I've been seeing Ray lately.
What do you mean you've been seeing him?
He's over at the Cellar.
Really?
Over at the Comedy Cellar.
You say what's up to him?
Yeah.
Like you have a rapport with him?
No.
How far away are you think from getting a rapport with those guys?
I got a rapport with some good ones. Not him yet, though. He just started coming around.
That's pretty dope.
And they're on the earlier shows. So I got to like...
You got to get there early.
I got to go and say, hey, I'm the host of the next show. Are you coming on? Like, so it's like an icebreaker. Are you coming? I just want to be ready if you're getting on our show. And they're like, no, I'm leaving, but thanks. Oh, good shit. And then, you know.
They're like, no way, fuck you, I'm done.
But fuck
like,
you. Yeah, I don't do this fucking ghetto late shows.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not ghetto, but.
So Dominic Romano asks, to both of us, any memories with Guru of Gangstar before he died?
Ooh.
Don't you guys share the same birthday?
No. His death day is my birthday.
Sorry, the opposite. Yeah. That's what I meant. The depressing version of what I asked.
Any memories of Guru before he passed?
Yeah. Well, it's unlikely you have any memories with him.
They're not good. Like, the ones that were most recent to him passing were not good memories.
You mean like...
Because that weird guy was around.
Do you have any good old ones?
Oh, great old memories. Guru.
What's your first Guru memory?
Okay, first Guru ever. Same as my premiere story, when I went to the Panther...
release party.
The Panther release party and met Guru and Premier. And I had the Gangstar
Stepping in the Arena.
Stepping in the Arena CD cover. Mm-hmm. And asked
brought it
him
with
to
you.
Sign it, brought it with me.
Well, because you knew that was a cool thing to do. It was to bring the CD with you.
But he wasn't in the picture, but I got a picture with Premier, J. Rue, and one other person I can't remember. And Wild Man Steve, the guy who brought me. And but then I saw him at a party. Drunk, and then from that moment on in life, every time I saw him at a party, he was womanizing and drunk.
Well,
but he did it well.
Really?
He did it well.
And like noticeably drunk though.
Yeah, but he was always a cool guy. He was always the cool dude at the party, like just twisted. It's like, oh shit, that's Guru from Gangsta. He's like, no, he's always here.
And would he always remember you, say hello?
Always.
Showed love.
Always showed love. I would call him Keith E. Keith E, what up? Keith E.
I have two that I can remember. I met Gangstar when they came to Maryland. Like, these are the good old days of radio. I was doing college radio. They came to promote a full clip, A Decade of Gangstar.
Beautiful.
And when they came down, they would do like these DJ events out of town, right? So two things. One, they came to WPGC, and I was interning for Tigger, so I met them there, both of them. And Guru was mad cool. I took a picture. I have a picture of Guru holding up the old magazine I used to write for while you were sleeping. And then the next day, so I remember events like this, they had a little meet and greet with the DJs at Dave and Buster's. A little get together.
I remember those.
And I still have my Gangstar t-shirt from back then. My Decade of Gangstar full clip gray t-shirt. He was very cool. Then, unfortunately, like Syf, the next time I believe I saw him, he came to do an interview on Real Late, and he had Solar with him.
Yeah.
And I remember the first thing that happened was when Solar showed up, I thought it was MC Solar, and it was not. And I figured that out during the interview. And it was weird, and it was a little weird and unpleasant, unfortunately. But I always only heard, you know, cool stories from people about Guru. Wilfredo Disla says, "What up? My name is Will from the Heights. So if you want to do an accent for him?"
Nah.
Come on, man. "Can you make a live stream episode on YouTube? By the way, let the boppers bop and the breakers break." No. Well, this is awkward. Oh, man. How do we help with this?
Well, it's poppers. I mean, just get right to it. let the poppers pop.
Yeah. Yeah. And let the breakers break.
Oh, he got that part right.
By the way, you know, but it's interesting. His suggestion is interesting. We're not going to be able to do it right now. But, you know, you could do these live streams on YouTube.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, well, that Patrice O'Neill fundraising thing was that I was on.
Oh, but you didn't do it. You jumped on someone else's.
Yeah.
Because you have to set it up. You have to have, like, a Google Plus set up and log in for YouTube to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But it is funny because we could each do it across from each other with our computers.
Oh, somewhere else?
No, right here.
Oh.
When we do one app. And people would be able to watch split screen and see both of us live.
I don't think there is anything entertaining about watching this podcast live. But nothing at all.
Well, but hold on. But Syf, also, would you say that you would never, ever listen to this podcast?
Huh?
But you would also never listen to this podcast.
Right.
So maybe you're not the best person to ask.
That's right. Well, then we don't do anything exciting.
I know.
If you want to watch me check email while I'm talking on the podcast, because that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, but people could see your actual face as you're looking down at your email screen. Because that's where the camera is.
Not entertaining at all.
But you've never looked at your face when you're checking email. As someone who sits across from you, let me tell you. All right, this is...
If we had something cool we were doing, then I couldn't.
What if we did the podcast, but both of us had our dick out?
No.
All right, suit yourself. Okay, Darren, a.k.a., wait for it, Mr. Fantastics.
Okay. Oh, with an S? Plural?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you two opportunities to spell his name. Go ahead.
Okay.
Two opportunities.
So you said it right away without...
It's easy to read.
So fantastic. So F-A-N-T-A-S.
Mm-hmm. Wrong. Next try.
F-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastics. Fantastic. Not T?
No, there's a T.
Fantastic.
I stopped you when you got to S.
Oh, fantastic.
I stopped you when you got to S.
Yeah, so A. Z? No.
Yep. Okay. Keep going.
Fantastics.
Fantaz. Keep going.
Fantaz. T-I-X. Yeah. Fantastics.
He needed a little help. I had to show him that it was his name.
Fantastics.
All right. So Darren, Mr. Fantastic says, "Have you noticed a connection between Jehovah's Witnesses and 90s hip hop?
No.
With Jay-Z calling himself Jehovah and Large Professor standing in front of a Kingdom Hall in the Just Hanging Out video,
ooh,
there may be a weird connection. Thanks."
Okay.
You like this. This is right up your alley. So
Are there any other ones? No. The only thing I know about Jehovah's Witnesses, my aunt was one, which...
Oh, that's very helpful.
Was annoying as a kid. And then as I got older and didn't celebrate holidays, I was like, I get it. And then this chick in seventh grade who had a nice set of chimneys for a seventh grader.
I knew you were going to say.
And she was Jehovah's Witness. And all we would try to do was get her to give us a little dick down. A little look down the shirt.
And she wouldn't do it.
One time she did.
Really?
Yeah.
My God.
And now I'm thinking back, like, how fucking creepy we were in seventh grade. Oh, come on, let me see. We used to call her, what was her name? It was like not boobs.
Really, her name wasn't just boobs.
No, it was good.
Well, I'm glad you guys went deeper than that.
I forget what it was.
You know, I want to shout out to any listener out there who happens to be one of those seventh graders who had a huge wreck, because that is a traumatic experience.
Yeah, sorry.
I can name...
Sorry, boobs.
I know all the... I can remember every seventh grader who had a huge wreck. Let me tell you. Some sixth graders, too. Let me keep it 100 with you.
Oh, it might have been sixth grade. Was it sixth grade?
Or... I mean, listen. I'm going to tell you right now. Let me tell you about Marquia's... Let me tell you about Marquia's rack and wait for it.
Yeah.
Fourth grade.
What? That's too little.
No, they weren't too little.
No, you can't. That's too little.
I know, but it happened. It was real life. Oh, I can't even talk about it?
No.
I lived through it, though. I'm just telling you, I was in fourth grade and I was like, oh my God. I'm not saying if I could go back as a grown man, I would go find her in the parking lot. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying fourth grade.
Are you into boobs at fourth grade?
Oh.
How old are you in fourth grade?
Old enough to pay attention. 9, 10?
It's different, though.
It's
like boobies. Like, oh, look at those boobies.
What a pain in the ass, though, that must be. Or a pain in the chest, if you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know what else I was thinking? What do you think about 1UP? This is a question for me. Okay. That someone said to me. What do you think about if 1UP, every once in a while, we had someone, wait for this.
Yeah.
Who was a professional from a random fucking field and wasn't famous at all.
Love it.
And we asked questions.
Love it.
Like a fucking ER doctor.
Yeah.
Just sat here and we were just like, what the fuck is going on in the ER, bro?
Is that what you want to do?
Would you be into it?
Of course.
I think it'd be pretty funny. I think we get some pretty good
stuff. I had a long conversation with a comedian last night about how I love interesting shit. His family's from a part of India that speaks whatever they speak in Bangladeshi.
I don't know what they speak in Bangladesh.
Whatever. I didn't even know Bangladesh was once part of India.
Okay.
So he's from a part of India, which I believe is called West Bangladesh, but it's in India.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. But I'm just saying,
was that the whole thing?
No, but I would say he wasn't expecting. I like when I hear things that I never knew before, because he has like a weird name. And I was like, what's your name mean? He's like, oh, it's this and that, and it comes from this. I'm like, oh, so where are your parents from, or what's this? How does this work? And people don't expect that. That I'm interested in stuff like that.
You're very interested in stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's all you're about.
Love it.
So yeah, maybe we'll do that. Okay, now I have a question from Jordan Clark.
Jordan Clark. Sounds familiar. Do I know him?
Yeah, he says he used to fuck your mom.
Oh.
No, that's not his question, though. That was just a comment after the question. Just kidding, size mom. For me, energy is everything. After more than 7 years of doing the 1UP podcast...
Doing it. Us doing it. Okay.
What truly gets you fired up to sit down and record new episodes? Let me speak on behalf of Saif. Nothing.
No, I like 1UP.
What would get you fired up, though?
Fired up? I don't know. Certain guests.
Do you remember the last time you were like...
The fans keep me fired up. The random moments of like some loose, like a Wall Street dude... At like a random comedy show, and no one knows who I am. He goes, "What up?" That keeps me going.
That's pretty awesome.
It's fun to be part of this cult, almost.
It's a cult of Jace.
A cult of Jace-a-rim.
Why a Jace-a-rim?
That keeps me fired up. The fans, the weirdos that listen.
Is there one music guest in particular that we could get? That you would just be like super duper psyched up about?
Yeah, like a Sting.
Sting the singer.
Does that have to be hip hop?
No, I'm just curious.
Sting or like Chappelle, somebody like that. Louis C.K. Fucking.
By the way, we're going to get Chappelle.
Andre 3000.
Don't you think we could get Chappelle one day?
Ugh.
Too hard?
I ask all the time.
For stuff in general?
Yeah, nothing. I can't get anything from that guy.
I'm sorry if I'm trying something crazy.
See if it works. 661.
Sting would be the shit.
Why do you love Sting so much?
I love the Police.
Oh, yeah, I have a Police 45 for you.
Thanks.
No problem. I don't know if you have it already, but I bought it last week. It was like $4, man. It was like the most expensive one
Stuart
I got.
Stuart Copeland, too. Andy Summers. Sorry.
Are these all members of...
The Police.
Okay. We should also say rest in peace to Chinx.
Oh, I forgot about that.
His funeral's today.
Ugh, I never go to funerals.
I know. I was going to ask you about that, and then I was like, you're not going to want to go to the funeral. No.
But I love you, Chinx. Rest in peace.
And I love Chinx, too. I thought about going, too, but then it's like...
Only funeral, last funeral I went to was, what's his name? At our job.
Nadler,
Chris Nadler. Only because... Why did I go to that?
Because you love Chris Nadler?
Yeah, but I love Chinx, too.
There was a reason you specifically...
I guess more personal, I guess.
Well, yeah, you had a very personal relationship with Nadler.
Yeah. But still doesn't matter. Oh, I went for his... I think I went because I know his kids. And I don't know Chinx's kids. So if they saw me, what does it matter?
It doesn't have any meaning necessarily.
But if Nadler's kids saw me, it would mean something to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, of course. And by the way, his son is so much older. It's crazy.
Yeah. What, you seen him recently?
I see him on Snapchat.
Oh.
And I don't recognize him at all. He's grown up. Rest in peace, Chris Nadler. You're a great man. That was a great man. All right.
Is there any news about Chinx? I haven't been following at all.
I haven't heard anything in the last
week. I don't want to hear, but you fear you might know because you
No, I haven't.
Radio.
I haven't in not in the last week.
The random DJs on Hot 97 this weekend. My what? Man.
Ugh. Oh, that's a hold on site. That's a separate conversation.
Okay.
So
no disrespect. Not hating on you.
But just like the looseness. Hey, let me answer this question though. What truly gets me fired up to sit and record? I get truly fired up to sit and record when I get a guest who we know by name is exciting, but when we sit down, I realize, like, hey Capri, when I realized how much shit there was to ask him, that got me excited. You know what else got me excited, Saif? When I went on SoundCloud while I was driving in the middle of the night the other day to the beach, and I found a Funk Flex mix from 1995, and after the Funk Flex mix ended on SoundCloud, it went to a Kid Capri mix from an all-mix weekend on Hot 97.
Hot 97.
Oh, I already found another Kid Capri 91 mix, too. But then on the Kid Capri mix that we were listening to from 95, it was crazy because I had told my wife earlier about how Kid Capri was talking on the podcast about people used to just glue 45s to 12 inches. Mm-hmm. And then Kid Capri was on the mic with Fat Man Scoop, and they talked about that.
Oh, wow.
In That's 1995. Crazy. Okay. Saif, get ready. Rapid fire questions from Dre. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. It says, what do you prefer can be either what you're in the mood for right now or in general? Steak fries or curly fries or onion rings?
Right now?
Steak fries, curly fries, onion rings. Let's rank them.
I got to pick those Wendy's fries. Sorry.
That's all you're at right.
That's what I want right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, it is such a tough call between steak fries, curly fries, and onion rings.
I go onion rings first, though. I pick onion rings first.
See, but I don't think you can do onion rings all the time. I can't do this all the time. That's a treat for me. Like,
really?
It depends. If they're super duper fried.
I'm going onion, curly, steak. Steak are boring. Steak fries boring.
I'm going steak, onion, curly. Ooh. I like a steak.
Steak fries?
If you like salt them up nice and they're crispy.
It's so big, though. Pause.
I like putting those big old fries in my mouth. All right, here we go. Cookies and cream, Rocky Road, or mint chip?
Oh, mint chip all day.
Yeah, I'm a big mint chip fan, actually, too. Even the Rocky Road's delicious. Damn, this guy wrote Chipotle, Wendy's, or McDonald's.
Wendy's.
Parentheses, being understood that Taco Bell's number one. That's right for me. Don't get twisted. But let's leave it to what he said. Chipotle, Wendy's, Mickey
Wendy's,
D's.
Wendy's, Mickey D's, Chipotle.
I agree with that.
Chipotle is my least favorite.
And by the way, McDonald's right now is just... Oof,
what, good?
Bad.
What do you mean?
Well, A, they're doing terribly, but B, my personal experiences have been bad.
Yeah.
Like, I when I decided to treat myself, because, you know, I don't do fast food often anymore. Yeah. That's like, I was like disappointed. I was like, this is shitty. It just wasn't the same. All right, plain pepperoni or barbecue jerk chicken pizza?
Sorry, go back.
Plain pepperoni or barbecue chicken pizza? I'm added the jerk for no reason. Plain pepperoni or barbecue chicken pizza? That's
plain.
Crazy.
I only do plain.
Pepperoni.
I don't do pepperoni. I don't eat pork. And I don't like chicken on pizza.
Thai, Chinese, or Japanese?
Ooh, Chinese, Japanese. Tiny's Japanese. I'm not really a fan of Thai.
Really?
I haven't had a good Thai. People talk about Thai food all the time. I haven't had a good one.
Really?
Maybe I'm not getting the right thing. I don't know. Every time I've gotten Thai, I've been like, what's the deal with this? Why do people love this?
You don't always get the noodles?
I don't know.
Why am I blanking on the name of the noodles?
Pad Thai?
Yes. You don't just get Pad Thai and I'll call it a day. Pad Thai with shrimp, Pad Thai with chicken.
Nah, I've had it. It doesn't do anything for me.
Interesting. I go Chinese number one. Your day in, day out. I mean, come on.
I like Japanese better, but Chinese is still number one.
What does that mean, though?
I don't know.
Japanese is healthy. Chinese, I want to have some nasty. Listen, I got to tell you something. Yesterday was Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And you know who I memorialized?
The general.
General So. That man deserves to be memorialized. By the way, I would have gotten. See, the thing is, you can't even make that joke anymore.
Why?
I couldn't have gone on Twitter yesterday and been like, yo.
Take a moment. Sensitive.
Take a moment and salute the general and have just say General So's chicken. Oh, I love that shit. Greek, halal, or Indian?
Yeah, I don't do any of that.
Really? I like all.
Nah.
No Greek? You don't like a little gyro?
No, I can't eat gyros. What? Not real ones.
Why?
Because I threw up when I ate one as a kid, and the smell makes me think of that.
Wow.
Like 10, like
how have
maybe
I never heard 10
years
before?
Old. Why would I tell a random vomit story? But you know that, and I don't think the gyro made me throw up. I think I was just sick and I threw up.
But now you associate it.
But now that smell, anytime I smell it, my mind instantly goes to my grandmother's house in the Bronx throwing up in the bathroom. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. And I'll have like chicken gyros or steak gyros, but I won't have.
What about souvlaki?
Is that lamb or whatever it is? Whatever that gyro meat, that carved the meat from the spinning heater, can't do it.
None of that meat.
Nah. Is that lamb?
Yeah. And see, halal is that too, isn't it?
I don't know. They have lamb at the cellar, like lamb kebabs, and I eat those and they're good.
But it's different. It's on a kebab. Yeah, it's not, a piece of steak almost.
Yeah, it's a piece of steak. It's not like a gyro. And I used to love gyros or gyros.
I hate that. Can I have a gyro, please? Hey, by the way, you know what else I order every single time?
What?
A wonderful razor from getbevel.com.
No.
Yeah, of course.
Are you serious?
Yeah, getbevel.com, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never been, if you don't know, now you know. Hey, by the way, speaking of Get Bevel, did you happen to read the wonderful article and see the pictures that were taken of us?
Yes, from that girl. I forgot her name.
Yeah, Sahar.
Yeah, awesome.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah,
if you've never gotten a chance to check it out, that's on Bevel Code. Go to bevelcode.com. Read the awesome Juan Epstein article. It's a really major article. They did a great job. So, and great pictures, great interview. If you're a big fan, go to bevelcode.com and read the Juan Epstein interview. And also, if you want to support the podcast, you go to getbevel.com and you order yourself a razor set after using the code Juan Ep, JUANEP, Juan Ep. They'll hook you up with an amazing deal, and you'll get a razor that'll give you smooth skin that is not ruined by a terrible razor. So get your life right. Get on over to getbevel.com. Use the code WANEP. You get a great razor and you support the podcast. Speaking of support for the podcast, we're talking to our friends who have supported us on Patreon. This is Dre, who's psychotic and has a ton more questions. Five more from him.
Okay.
Filet mignon.
Okay.
Ribeye or T-bone?
Ribeye, T-bone, filet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guess what? Filet, ribeye, T-bone.
What is it you like about filet?
I like that the meat's not as tough. I like a bone-in filet.
I can't do it. Filet has no taste to me.
Have you done bone-in?
No. Is that the same as ribeye?
It's similar because now you have the bone, so you get some more of the fat.
I don't know. Filet, all that fancy filet mignon talk people talk, I don't see it.
I find the other ones to be a little too tough.
Nah, that ribeye, that savory ribeye taste? You crazy.
Cypher, these are your favorite questions you ever been asked?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, sausage or bacon? Obviously not.
Okay.
Or the egg and cheese sandwich? Cypher is obviously an egg and cheese sandwich guy. He's never had sausage or bacon.
Egg and cheese sandwich from where? What is he talking about?
This is just general speaking for breakfast. You know what? This is a bad one. Dre, yeah. You've done a good job. That's not a good one.
Come on, Dre.
The next one's a bit of a reach as well. But I'm going to do it anyway. Tiramisu, cheesecake, or chocolate mousse layer cake?
I'm going to go cheese, chocolate, tiramisu. But I never even... What is tiramisu?
Obviously the last one on your list.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I would do chocolate mousse layer cake, followed by cheesecake and tiramisu.
Not a super fan of the mousse things.
No?
Too airy.
I like a mousse cake.
I like a dense
chocolate fudge cake.
Or fudge cake, yeah.
Yeah, fudge cake. Now, this question right here, this is the kind of question that if you ask me in person, could get you an open-handed slap.
Oh, okay.
And at the end, I hold my hand up in there, and I'm like, don't ever say this in my presence again. Bagel with cream cheese or butter?
That's a slap?
I mean, I know you actually get butter, don't you?
No, I get cream cheese, but I don't have a problem with butter.
Well, guess what? You're not.
What?
A Jew. Yeah. Butter is the most non-Jew.
Why? What's wrong with butter?
Ugh.
Too much leaven?
There's no leaven in butter. But when someone orders it, you're just like, oh, it's like, it's the most non-Jewish thing. You know who would get butter on their bagel 10 times out of 10? My father-in-law. 10 times out of 10.
He doesn't do cream cheese?
Oh, no chance. My father-in-law, who I love, is the whitest man in America and the least Jewishy man in America. He is getting butter on a bagel every time. And you know what bagel he's having? You know what kind of bagel?
Plain.
Yep.
Plain.
Yo, by the way.
It's funny because people might order a plain bagel so that it'll be less Jewy because they think if they get the stuff on top of it, it's more Jewy. But the bagel is actually the Jewy part.
Yeah, you're already
Jewy. You might want to just get sesame seeds and butter. That's less Jewy.
What do you get? What's your bagel order? Hold on. You walk into a place. Hurry. Hey, excuse me. Hey, what do you want there, Pop?
Everything bagel, scallion, cream cheese.
All right. Scooped out?
Yeah.
Good.
Nowadays.
You need it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, of course. By the way, the scoop out. What a fucking... By the way, for anyone who's not in New York or is not Jewish and doesn't know what the scoop out is, it is when crazy people...
Chico didn't know what
Chico,
that was
you don't
when
know, until you met him? You still don't know right now?
Scoop out, baby.
Okay, the scoop out is when you go to the place and you say scoop it out and they slice it open. And basically, because they say a bagel, as Shawnee Culture often likes to talk about, a bagel is like 8 pieces of bread.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Smashed at once.
Yeah.
So if you scoop that shit out, at least you're getting it down to maybe 4 pieces of bread.
And I think, I don't know anything about bagel making, but I feel like the flavor is in the top, the out part, the outside.
I think it is. You still
inside,
get the flavor.
Yeah, you still get it still tastes
and
like
guess
a
what?
Bagel.
And guess what? You're replacing the carbs with delicious fucking cream cheese, my G.
Yeah.
So what do you think of bagels in London? I had those the first
Never
time.
Had.
No.
No.
It's a thing.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, it's a thing.
Why?
They have a fucking block in London. I wish someone could tell me about it right now.
Is it like a Jewy Juju block?
Well, if it was, I don't think that's the term they would use.
No?
Jewy Juju? I don't know. I got to ask someone. I don't even know how Jewish a thing it is, though.
You have to ask someone because I would ask you.
Yeah, but I know, but I don't know London. I'm not a London Jew. And either way, I don't even know how Jewish a thing it is, but man, they're different because the water is different.
Right. That's why New York pizza is the best.
It's just, but it's really, really
something
good.
Something with the water. What's the London water?
I don't know. But here's the last question.
Okay.
Mayonnaise, like it or hate it, parentheses, it's a very divisive condiment.
Divisive?
Yeah, like you feel strongly about it one way or the other.
Oh, not a huge fan. Like it once in a while. I never order it, but if I eat something that has it, I go,
Really?
Yeah. Like if you go to a picnic and there's already made sandwiches or something.
But so why don't you ever just order it? You think it's unnecessary?
I'll do a light, once in a while I tell the guy, light mayo. Just a little smear, like a light mayo. What is mayo anyway?
Milk, egg, fat, I feel like.
Okay.
Is there egg in there?
Feels like there is. I feel like people who are allergic to eggs can't eat mayo.
Here we go, guys. Sife, you once gave this production tip. Producers should mic their amps when recording non-sample loops in order to get a warmer analog sound of their beats.
Yeah.
This seems like an effective and simple technique. But the idea probably wouldn't occur to new producers.
Of course not.
Was this approach taught to you, or did you think of it through your own studio experience? Do you know a beat that was recorded that way?
No. I know nothing that was recorded that way. It came to me because I learned how to mic instruments when I went to school for engineering. And why we love samples so much is because that's how that music was recorded back in the 70s, 60s, 50s, all that shit. So it just came to me one day, like, why don't we just mic the keyboards, the synths? It would give you that air that you want. Because remember the early Trackmasters, when the first Trinity keyboards, Korg Trinity started coming out, like that Nas second album sound?
Mm-hmm.
It was too synthy. They didn't have no warmth. It's too cold. Early Swiss Beats, ugh, Swizzy, I love you to death. Your early shit, frozen.
Frigid.
Not the melodies. Obviously, those shits were cracking, but the sound. But nobody's going to do it. No, it's not easy to do
it. So
put
on your headphones for a second. Example. Is this an example of this?
No, not, no. This I mean, kind of. But that's, But see, no, because that sound right there was a demo in the Roland keyboard.
Oh,
that's
right.
Why Swizz got in trouble kind of for playing. So, like, the Roland engineers kind of try to make it sound more like music.
What's another?
Go to, stop, drop. Is this how echoey sound all the time?
Not in the headphones a little bit.
What the fuck, Joey? That cold. Did you record that on vinyl?
No, probably not. Stop. Drop. Well, it's funny to you because it sounds warmer than you remember.
I don't think so. Yeah, because it sounds like it's on vinyl. You don't hear the air in the background?
It could be.
This is play it again. Listen to the air in the background.
Now we're getting nerdy. I like this.
Start over from the top. Hear it?
Yeah.
It's all vinyl.
You're right.
You're welcome. Joe, you like that?
What about this?
I'm right, right? Sounds like vinyl?
Sounds like vinyl.
Oh! Same thing. Rolling keyboards. Oh! He didn't play that. The demo.
Rockefeller, Rough Riders, Swiss Beats.
It's almost over, y'all.
Jigger, I really is that. Lights out.
Jigger.
What's my motherfucker?
Frozen.
Jigger. By the way, guys, little update about that song. It sucks.
No.
I mean, I like it, but it's kind of crappy.
I mean, we're going to get into the same club.
What do you mean? No, I'm not saying I don't appreciate it. I'm just saying when you break down what the actual beat is to the main part of the song.
Yeah.
Man, it's nothing. Nothing happens the whole time. Hey, Saif, tell us about your run-in with Jay-Z that we saw on Instagram the other day.
Oh, you want to hear that story?
Okay, great. I know this means there's no story.
There is no story.
You saw him.
I was walking into the office. I seen in my peripheral, I seen like a security guard open a door.
Okay.
And I Hove hopped out and I was like, oh, Hove. Oh, I mean, I will tell you this. Almost every encounter I have with Hove starts with awkwardness. I don't fucking know why.
Yeah, why? I feel like you always.
Always awkward. So he comes, he sees me. He's like kind of far, and he could just walk straight into the building, but he sees me and he comes walking over to me. A fucking gentleman, the guy. A fucking gentleman.
Of course he is.
Never not a gentleman. But as he's walking over towards me, there's like a homeless person or somebody with a cart behind him. So he says, what's up to me? And then when he turns around to walk away, he bumps into the lady or the dude with the cart. He's like, kind of like, face to face with like a homeless person pushing one of those
which hasn't happened to him in years.
Which weird fucking bottles of some shit on the cart. And then
I blame you for this, by the way.
Yeah, always. It's always some weird shit. I guess there was a story. So then I was waiting for G-Code. She was in the Starbucks. And then he was talking to me.
By the way, G-Code, you suck. Did you miss the whole thing?
He left me.
No, because he was talking to me.
Okay.
But then people started gathering. Like, oh, can I get a picture? Can I picture? So I was just like, let's just walk inside.
So go inside.
So we walk in the building, and then that picture came out on some site. What was the site again?
I don't know.
No, she knows. BK Carter. No, before that. Spotted in New York or something?
Oh. Yeah, it was a BK Carter thing.
The one that you saw? The first one where you can't see me? I thought you said it was Spotted in New York. Oh.
Let her do her job, man.
Well, she told me it was called Spotted in New York.
So,
is that what the tag said?
Yeah, maybe the tag was Spotted in New York.
That's what they do. They spot him in New York, not spot like people.
People just wait, follow around Jay-Z.
Well, she doesn't. Her communication skills are fucking disgusting.
You can't get good.
So anyway, yeah. So, I can't believe they used that fucking picture of somebody blocking me.
And then you guys took the elevator ride up together.
I walked that. There's a long hallway to the elevator. Long. Any amount of pictures could have been snapped at that moment when we're walking side by side having a convo. And then for some reason, the picture they use is the only two people that happen to walk past me the whole time we're in the hallway. And I get fucking cut off out of the picture.
That is awesome.
Fucking assholes, yo.
And then you guys both went up to the office?
Yeah, we went upstairs. And then we were talking and got off on the floor. And then he saw somebody I think he was supposed to meet with. And then, see, this is what I'm saying. Hove is a gentleman. He obviously was supposed to meet this person and got, not excited, but like, oh, here's why I'm here.
Right.
And told that guy to hold on so he could finish the convo with me. And I was like, nah, go ahead. Go do your thing. I'll see you later. Go ahead. Like, the guy was there for him in the hallway. And he's like, no, he's like, yeah. And we were talking about old school sneakers. And I was like, no, go ahead, man. I'll talk to you later.
I have to tell you something about Jay-Z. In my interactions with him, he's always been like that too.
Always, man.
Finishes the conversation.
Yeah.
Pays attention.
Yep. Cool dude, man.
He probably hates me again.
Oh, I fucking got a new joke. He hates you when you said some
shit? He probably
shit?
Does.
What'd you say?
I've not been title supportive.
Oh,
I just didn't understand it. Right. I'm not trying to. I understand how he feels like people are just hating on him. Yeah. And I don't like that if people are hating on him, just to hate on him. I don't yeah. like it. But I hated the marketing campaign behind it. I felt as a consumer, they did a terrible job trying to get me to leave Spotify when I've been with Spotify for years. Now, keep in mind, I got no business with Spotify. Yeah. I don't know if what they do is good. I just know as a consumer,
right?
No disrespect. My concern is not what percentage the artist gets. As a consumer,
yeah.
My only care is
yeah, but no one's the product care now, I get. In the future, maybe.
So keep going.
What was that?
You were about to say something.
Oh, no, I had a joke. Somebody, it's stupid. Somebody said to me on a comedy show, they were like, oh, your new, I think I made a title joke or something. And they're like, oh, your new boss ain't going to like that. And I'm like, my new boss? Who's my new boss? They're like, Jay-Z. I'm like, Jay-Z ain't my boss. He's my manager. I'm his boss. This $28 I'm making tonight, oh, I'm going to give him that $280. I'm going to give him that $280, baby. And he's going to shut the fuck up.
That's awesome. This $28 I made tonight.
But I wrote it down afterwards because I was like, I could use that. Like,
yeah, of course.
Jay-Z's my manager, and the pennies that I make, he gets 10% of them.
Do you think he would get it if you called him a lot and he never answered and you started tweeting him shit like, yo, I left you a voicemail, hit me back. What kind of manager are you?
Nah.
He would get it but wouldn't like it?
Or would he just get it? No, I guess he would get it. He wouldn't like it though.
Yeah, I don't think he's into that shit either. See, I hope he doesn't hate me. I love Jay-Z. Did you go to any of the concerts?
Yeah.
You went to one of the B-side concerts?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Excellent.
Amazing. It was really, you enjoy it? What number did you like? Number. What number?
What did he?
Yeah, which did he was your favorite?
The Kid Capri one.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I have more questions from you, Cyph Sounds.
What was the original question you just asked?
I asked you about running into Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
On my own.
I got another picture I didn't put up yet.
Jill maybe. Scott once told you on One Ep that she stained and polyurethaned the wood in the lobby of Jazzy Jeff's studio in order to get put on.
Who?
Jill Scott. Remember?
Oh, Jill Scott. I thought you said Jill Strada.
No, she didn't do that. And no one here knows who Jill Strada is.
Yeah, okay, sorry. So Jill Scott.
Can you guys go over one of your favorite stories of stuff artists do to jumpstart their careers?
Ooh, I don't remember.
Can it be from old podcasts or just memories you have? Oh, yeah. Here's, you know what I recommend if you're looking for the answers to this? Listen to the old One Epsteins.
Yo, buy my old shit. Any good stories starting their careers?
Of like waiting outside of places. And have you met, what about any rappers waiting outside Hot 97? Who got on from waiting outside
Mano's Hot 97? Mano's one of my favorites. Mano. When I first met Mano, it was that era where there was like
90 people outside.
No. But who there was a couple artists Pap? Around that same era. Pap, Mano, I feel like towards like Graf was in there kinda.
Stack?
Stack Bundles, Red Cafe, that era when they all first came up, right? Through like the later Clue tapes, not the golden era, the later. So Mano, I met him at Sirius. He was in the lobby of Sirius. And we had a little argument because I was like, he's like, yo, Mano, what's up? Cypher Sounds, I'm Mano, this and that. I want you to play my record that I listen to. I said, oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, I think I seen you outside of Hot 97. This is when Hot 97 used to have, like, 100 people outside. I was like, oh, yeah, I think I've seen you before outside of Hot 97. What? Nah, son, you ain't never see me out there. I ain't one of them niggas. You ain't see me standing outside no fucking radio station like a crab. So I was like, whoa.
Chill out.
I said, sorry, there's a lot of rappers out there. I thought I might have seen you. Yo, you trying to play me? You trying to play me? I ain't that nigga, yo, da, da, da. Then it got into like, I was like, yo, my man, you're in a court, you're in Midtown Manhattan right now. You're beefing with me in the lobby of Sirius Satellite Radio, whether I saw you outside Hot 97 or not. Why don't you relax? He's like, yo, son, I'm telling you, man, I did 10 years. I ain't that nigga. Da, da, da. Arguing, right? Almost like awkward. I was like, all right, give me your CD. I'll check it out, man. But you're doing this in the wrong place. 2 weeks later, I come outside the station, Hot 97.
This is the best.
He's sitting in a fucking, like a, some kind of Dodge, like whatever the hot Dodge was at that time. I think the station wagon, like the Magnum, I think mm-hmm. it was called. He sees my face and just starts dying laughing.
Oh my God.
He just starts laughing. And he's just like, yo, I'm dropping something off. I just parked real quick. I'm like, ah.
I knew it. And now you guys are the best of friends.
Yo, and from that, it's from that where we became friends. And he just, no, he couldn't contain himself. Like, I think it was like a time where I wasn't normally there. It might have been like early in the morning or something.
By the way, my theory is always that the relationships that turn out best are the ones that always have an awkward start.
Always. Always. Because it's real from the jump. It's real. It's not your representative.
Right, right. You're having some sort of authentic interaction.
It's raw emotions. Because a fight is raw. Like, that's fucking, like caveman. What's the word I'm thinking of?
Animalistic?
Like, no, there's another word.
Innate?
Word. Come
pussy.
On. No, anyway, it's something inside. Primal. It's primal. And that's raw emotions. So then it only can be real from there. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Stewart.
Joe Stu.
From Portland.
Any relation to Stewart's root beer?
That's a really good question, Sive. I don't know.
Okay.
He said, hey guys, love the podcast. Thanks for the years of amazing content. You're welcome.
Okay.
No, that was me. I added that part. Oh. He didn't, you're welcome.
Oh,
you're welcome. Yeah. I also recently started listening to Cheap Heat, which is also great. Keep up the good word. I think you mean good work, but thank you again.
Cheap Heat?
Cheap Heat.
What's that? What's Cheap Heat?
Cheap Heat is my wrestling podcast.
Cheap Heat.
Cheap Heat.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
Cheap Heat.
What's Cheap Heat?
I've told you this before, but Cheap Heat is in a wrestling, you know, if you show up in a wrestling arena, and I walked into Madison Square Garden, and you walk in, and you're like, I got to tell you something. There is no filthier, stinking place than Manhattan. And the crowd starts booing.
Yeah.
That's Cheap Heat.
Cheap Heat. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, why is it?
Same way a cheap pop is like, we talked about cheap pop before.
Oh, you're just
too.
Getting
cheap. You're just getting the crowd's emotion.
Oh, right.
I was trying to get a cheap pop when I said the Nicki Minaj shit. All I was trying to do was get the underground heads to cheer when I go, yo, fuck starships.
Right.
That's all I was doing.
Yeah,
was trying
cheap
to get the
pop.
That's it. Cheap pop.
Got it.
Cheap Pete. He says,
where my weed smoke is at? Cheap pop.
Oh, there you go. Okay, here's my question. Who's the rapper you were most surprised never made it big? That's a great fucking question to ask us. You love them as an artist, but for whatever reason, it just never happened for them.
Ones that I know why it didn't happen for a lot of them.
No. But I mean, I don't think it matters.
Because they're lazy fuckheads that sleep till 3 in the afternoon.
No, how about one you're surprised didn't make it?
That like I think did, had a great worth ec-
like,
work ethic.
Like they did have what it took.
Hmm. I don't know. Who do you think?
Well, mine is a weird example because I still consider the person to be successful.
Right.
But I am personally surprised that Odyssey is not famous, like famous.
Okay.
Like Odyssey should be doing...
Like underground famous?
No, he should be doing like 1,000-seaters in New York, in America. Okay. Not 200-seaters.
Okay.
To me. It, like, he's able to tour the world. He lives off of rap, makes 6 figures, does good.
Yeah.
But I thought...
I never heard one Odyssey song.
Well, and exactly. That's the part I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised that you've never... There hasn't been a song that, like, made anywhere. Although, I think I've started to figure out a little bit more. I think his music is actually too busy to be popular.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have an answer for this.
I'm going to let you think for a second, Sife.
I can't. If you give me some examples, maybe, but... Like, I love Petey Crack. I think Petey Crack is the shit with his energy. Oof. I think Petey Crack is the original Meek Mill.
Of course he is.
But
they're all related, though. Philly's all related.
No.
Style-wise, I mean. They have a lot of... You don't think Petey has some... You don't think Meek has some Petey?
Yes, but there's different. There's like Petey, Philly, and then there's like the rap, the hard rapper ones, like Roscoe P. Cold Chain, those type of guys. Like,
yeah, but they have the like
street shit. Yeah. I mean, Meek has the streets
and battle. Meek has battle.
The reason why I think Meek is so dope, all his content is just straight street talk, drug talk, all that shit. But I think he doesn't even realize that he has this ill flow, like these melodic flows when he's rapping, not singing, rapping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Petey's a good one, though.
Petey's...
What about the name Crack, though? Do you think that helped?
Well, he could have dropped the crack.
Yeah,
but I also know why Petey didn't. I think just so many times, and this is for a lot of rappers, this is for Black Rob and... anybody just.
I heard Black Rob had like a heart attack or something recently.
Really?
I heard he had something happen.
But just like being late, not caring, fuck press, fuck this.
Being too artist, being who they are.
Yeah, like, too much.
Here's a song off Odyssey album if anyone wants to know who the fuck he is. It's called I Meant It When I Said It. It was on his new album. This is actually a bad example because it's not that busy.
Remember when I would message you and you replied, but I feel like I wasn't getting through. Was set to prove I was the better dude. You had a situation and I was patient on where to make a move. As was I single, afraid to lose you. I played the fool, though she was made for me, I was made for you. That's the basic truth. You told me upfront, but me, I told you later. Discovered it on your own, now you think I'm some sort of player. But I was.
So the reason it's always surprising to me is, no doubt off of just this moment, someone's gonna write me and go, y'all went and bought the Odyssey album. That's just fucking incredible. Yeah. And it happens every time.
Yeah.
But it's a very specific... It's an audience that wants to pay attention.
Yeah, G-Code.
Yeah, I think G-Code would love Odyssey.
Yeah.
But listen, this one has a little chorus, too. Listen, hold on. Listen to the chorus here. Love that guy. But I still think Odyssey has a chance, honestly, to get bigger. Although he has no aspiration. I interviewed him recently at Hot. He has no aspiration. He is...
Well, how does he make money?
Sells music.
Yeah.
Gets music licensed for commercials and different shit.
Yeah.
Tours nonstop.
Right. Who
goes to Odyssey shows?
Like, why doesn't it grow?
It's... I don't... That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know.
I always wonder about...
He has like this that. Base where he's good. He's good for life. He'll always have
like, what if Dre signs him?
He'll never come out. Give me another example. If he was
I'm saying like, I'm not saying he reminds me of Kendrick, but you know, it's that lane. But
yeah,
what made Kendrick pop? You never know. There's 10 Kendricks out there.
I know.
What makes that one? Because Dre have anything to do with it? What Eminem? What made Eminem pop? Eminem is way too lyrical.
Way too lyrical.
But, I mean, he does, on the other side, make some funny, corny mainstream music.
Yeah.
Especially in the early days.
Exactly. Songs I used to hate.
And why did he not have the hood pride? He was fine with making silly songs.
What's this?
Me and my bitch.
Oh, this is...
took a little trip.
Because it's funny you mentioned that. I don't have it here. I have an unreleased J. Cole record produced by Odyssey. But it never came out.
Never came out.
They got together. They got along great. He did a handful for him. And then J. Cole, of course, decided to produce his whole album himself.
Right.
And so he just didn't use the songs. I'm going to put one of them out eventually. Let's just be clear. It's going to happen. I'm not going to leave it not released forever.
Ugh.
All right. Got a couple more and we'll wrap this up. Sheldon.
Yo, Sheldon Wagwan.
This question is fucking insane. I don't know how long.
I love it.
Is New York and maybe everywhere about to hit another golden era? My golden era was the 90s, and things seem to lose their quality.
The golden era was the 90s.
Right. But with Action, Your Old Droog, Pro Era, DZA, and more coming up, are we about to hit another great time with classic after classic? Producers like Fraud could do what a guy like Swiss did. I mean, the 90s were crazy, blah, blah, blah. Let me get to the bulk of the question here. I mean, most one eps we hear from people... A classic Big or Nas or J. Jewel, because those are the greats. Will the current crop be spoken about in the same way? I mean, guys, it's never going to be what it was because things change. However, here's what I always say. there are more great lyrical rappers in major positions of musical power than I think ever before. How about that?
What's the question?
He basically is now going to be looked later at like as this golden era period
for,
also.
For people who love lyrics, yes. But it's too splintered nowadays. It's too splintered. I love Illmatic not only for the lyrics. I don't look at Nas as just a lyricist. Like that, it's the beats on there I love. So if you're a fan of production,
that's the thing. It is really splintered.
This is not the era.
Well, there are all these huge artists now, but they all have their own audience. It's not like there's one audience that loves all of them,
and
right?
And they get and your fans get mad if new fans come along.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
But that's always happened.
It's more now.
But now it's the craziest thing is, right? Here's what you would think. See, you would think people would be like me and Syfe kind of are, right? Like what we like, well, maybe J. Cole's a bad example. I don't love Jay, even though I think he's super talented. But you would think these kids would all love J. Cole, Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q. They don't. They like one or two of them. I know, but you know why?
Right.
Because I DJ'd Action Bronson's show.
Yeah.
And being the cocky prick that I am, I was like, this crowd fucks with me so hard. I said, Juanito, play all the classics, bruh. I'm gonna play this new shit. So Juanito gets on, bodies it. Nas, Wu-Tang,
yeah.
Biggie. I'm like, have fun, bro. I wanted to give you these little, you do the easy route.
Yeah.
I get on, fucking crickets, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I
got a couple wins. It wasn't crickets. It was fine.
It's but too splinter.
For opening, though, yeah. I thought that opening for Action Bronson, if I played Man of the Year,
yeah,
it would be shut down. Nah, wow, not really.
Keeps coming up.
They didn't really fuck with Man of the Year. I'll play Childish Gambino. They're going to fuck. Nah, not really. Okay, it was the week Kendrick's album came out. I'm going to play King Kunta. No excitement whatsoever. Like, none of, it was, they were, I would have had, the, you know what they got excited for? One Train, which featured Action Bronson.
Mm.
You know, they fucked with A$AP Rocky's record. They fucked with Rocky's, like, M's or A$AP Flocko Jody, whatever the fuck it's called. But by and large, it was completely splintered. Yes. Who are Bronson fans.
Yeah.
Specifically Bronson fans. By the way, I find it.
Yeah, that's different, though. I mean, Bronson is not.
Yeah, he's not. To me, it is, though.
I'm a Bronson fan, and I don't even know all of his music. I like him.
Right, and I guess there's a lot of that, too.
What the fuck do I care what music is playing?
Can One Ep show Duck Down some more love? I could be wrong, but I don't remember one. I'm sure Drew Ha would have some insane stories, and Sean P would be a character to say the least. You know what? Sam Rayburn? You're right. We're assholes.
Mm.
And it's not like Siphon.
Duck Down has done... a lot of members have done my improv show.
We know them all. I mean, I know them as well as I know anyone.
Very well.
I mean, Drew has put money in our pocket many a time over the years.
Yep. Actually, I need that footage from the Candy Corona.
That was funny.
I just watched it back because I'm putting a reel together. There was some funny shit in that commercial.
Yeah, I love that.
Real funny.
The Candy Corona was fucking funny. I forgot about that. You know what? Sam Rayburn, guess what? You're about to see that happen.
Yeah.
What do you think we do? You think the way to do it is do Drew and Buckshot together? You think that's the way to go? Or just separate them? Because they both got so much.
But no, like, you can't do them together because Drew Ha tells excellent stories. But if he's around artists, he falls back.
Naturally. You know why? Because he's a great fucking label guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan, last one.
Ryan, have we had Bodega Bams? Why do we struggle with guests when there's so many guests we should have?
We had Bams on Hot 97, not on.
Why not?
By the way, have you listened to Bams' album?
Yeah, it's fire.
It's fucking fire.
Yeah, he's dope.
No one is paying attention to this fucking album. And guess what? It doesn't sound like anything else. It's like its own universe.
Yeah.
It's like fucking...
Why is that? Oh, that... I say Bodega Bams, even though it's still too early. I think he should be bigger.
Me too. I agree 100%.
You ever seen his show?
It's amazing. What do you mean?
Rocks.
Flags. Hot Puerto Rican bitches on stage.
Rocks out, yo.
It's fucking great. I have a hunch. I know someone who's having a concert soon that you may see Bodega Bams at that concert.
Oh.
Very possible. From Ryan Fenchel. I was wondering about your trips to Japan.
Mm.
Syfe sounds like he gets hyped each time he remembers his experience there.
Yes.
Rosenberg's recently gone, and I was wondering about things that stood out about your travels there. My wife, who works for Muji. What's that, Syfe?
What? That's the place where I saw your friend, your childhood friend, Muji.
Oh, that fucking store?
Yeah.
Wow.
What does she do for Muji and what
she's from Japan, and for the last 10 years I've been visiting my in-laws there. I always come back to the States amazed by their love of hip-hop culture there and how the specifically Japanese collector nerd found a kindred spirit in the American backpacker nerd. I got to tell you, Ryan, that's an amazing comment. I don't really know so much what the question is, but you do, I mean...
Are you saying you didn't sound so excited when you
No. Rosenberg recently gone. I was wondering about things that stood out about our travels. Oh. Things that stood out about your travels. I mean, listen, first of all, yes, we want to hear from your wife. Sife wants to know all about what she does at Muji.
Yeah.
I've never been to Muji. I just want to go check it out.
Muji's amazing.
Is it really cool?
Yeah, it's dope.
All right, I need to go check it out. So, I think... Japan completely satisfied my expectations. I knew that the heads there would be like amazing hip hop heads. I knew the record stores would be amazing. I got exactly that. And I found the whole experience. What I found amazing about Japan was I felt both never further away from America, yet never more at home. I felt completely at home there. I did not feel like I need to get home. Like some, you know, when I go away to other places, I'm like, I'm not home. Japan felt very comfortable for me. Very warm, I found, actually. And yet it also, say, I don't know if you remember it. The first time, Alexa and I arrived there at night. We got off the plane around 6:30. By the time we got through customs, got back to our hotel, but it was like 8:30. We were obviously super tired, wanted to go to sleep. I was like, no, we're going to stay awake, go out to dinner. Then we'll come back, go to bed, start fresh tomorrow. So we sleep through the night. We go outside. And it's fucking pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
And when you just walk out of your... What hotel did I say it again?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. We talked about it. The main one. The one where America...
Is it the Omni?
No, not the Omni.
Carillion?
What the fuck was my hotel? Damn it.
It's like L-E-O-N or some shit. Right?
Yeah, it's the place Mad Americans stay. Anyways... It's right in the middle of Shibuya.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk out, and you've never fucking been there, and it's 9 o'clock at night, and it's pouring rain in Shibuya, you feel like you're on another fucking planet, dude. You're looking around just like, the first time, it's like, what is this?
Yeah, it is another planet.
It's more different. Have you ever been to another place that was more different on site than Japan?
Yeah.
Where?
Like, like, you know, like a desert type country. Like, Japan, like, Tokyo is still a major city.
Yes, true.
Yeah. It's just bigger.
It's bigger.
The whole city is a Times
Square. No one looks like you at all.
Right.
Which is cool. As a white person from America,
yeah,
it feels cool. Like, you're like, whoa.
But you can still hail a cab, though.
Yes.
Like, when I went to, like, I'm trying to think somewhere I went where it was, like, I don't know.
Abu Dhabi.
I've never been there.
Mm.
But something like that. Like, Morocco or some shit.
Have you been to Morocco?
Yeah.
And it's different.
Yeah. But the people kind of look like you, like look like me. Like I look like French Montana, you know what I'm saying?
You do look like French Montana. What stands out to you about Japan the most? If you were to tell someone what's amazing about it?
Jeez, so much. The fucking people, just so helpful, so nice. Oh, yeah.
Sife put me onto that. He was like, ask questions. We went to this one guy. We were like, hey... no English at all, but we need to go to here, looking at the subway map. This motherfucker walked us to the other... It was like if you were at Times Square, you know, but you're at the wrong part of the train station. You have to go to the other side. Yeah. Onto the train.
He walked us...
Yeah.
Wait, he worked there or...
No.
Just a person.
Guy in a suit.
Yeah.
Just wanted to show us the mirror, make sure we were okay.
Yeah, it's crazy out there.
It's amazing.
The respect level, the DJing part I don't like, though. The way they just stare at you instead of dance or party.
They did a little bit of that.
Or the quiet concerts.
Everything's quiet and polite.
Like, I went to, like, when I was with Pharrell and NERD's performing, and while you're performing, they're dead silent. Because they're showing you respect. And then when the song ends, they cheer, and they go back to dead silent.
It's funny, though. It's so weird. It suits me really well if I was a concert goer, right? Because when I love a concert, I still don't really want to be standing up, jumping up and down.
Yeah, I guess.
I kind of like just sitting there and being like, this is good.
Oh, it's so funny.
By the way, you know who I interviewed today that I tried to get to show up here because I thought it would actually turn out to be awesome and didn't work out? DJ Snake.
Oh, yeah.
Ever met him? Have any idea who he is?
Yeah, I met him a long time ago. He's friends with Cardi. He's from France, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. I didn't know that.
Met him years ago.
Do you like his new record?
I didn't hear it.
The one with Aluna George.
Oh, the one with someone I don't know who that is.
Here, put on your headphones real quick. This record's fucking crazy, in my opinion.
Oh, I did hear this.
You know this, right?
This is him. This is Turned Down for What?
Yeah, but I like this part. This turn. But the break in this, the breakdown is.
Oh yeah, wah. Yeah, it's dope.
It's coming,
I definitely
guys.
Miss interviewing people.
Even when it's like random people with pet rocks?
I mean, now I don't interview anyone. I don't have I don't have a lot of interesting convos lately.
Do you want me to just come over? We can talk?
No.
All right, here you go. Listen. Anyways, of course, he turned out to be this awesome French hip hop head, super. He just got that record remixed by Premier, and it's like the most exciting thing that's ever happened to him.
Right,
like he's so thrilled.
Yeah.
Anyways, hey, Cypher, it's been fun. I hope it was more interesting than other things that you don't consider interesting.
Huh?
Like, I hope it was more interesting than your not interesting conversations that you're having.
Oh,
you're stuck.
No, I'm having really good conversations. They're not out. They're not put out to the world.
All right, right.
The table at the cellar.
Ugh.
Some amazing, some bullshit ones too, but some amazing ones.
Did you watch Gaffigan's first episode yet?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
Gotta watch it.
I know.
I mean, you're gonna.
I haven't watched shit.
You have an appearance coming up.
I know. I'm fucking up.
All right, guys. Hey, if you want to support us and get your questions answered, go to patreon.com/wanep. Throw us a little donation. You know what I'm saying? Support the pod, and we'll answer your questions. I am not allowed to announce it on the radio yet, but I'm going to announce Peter Palooza lineup soon. It's going to be pretty cool. So maybe you should do a little set at Peter Palooza.
Nah.
Why not?
When is it?
It's going to be my actual birthday, July 23rd. It's Thursday night.
I don't mix well with your world.
Scares this one you might do better.
Why? No, you, with you.
Yeah, but what if it's a set up thing?
I can't with the passes and shit.
Yeah, because you call me and you go, I need to show up +3. And
that's
I go, I'm 40 over.
That's your problem.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You are a psychotic.
There's nobody more important than me that should be there.
As I said, the next person on my list to get cut was literally my wife.
That's insane. Then plan better, motherfucker. Plan better. Every time I've been to any of your events, I get stuck outside. It's stupid.
Stuck outside with a +1. That's not enough. You're a liar. You're a crazy person.
The time I went to the one in Brooklyn, it started raining. I'm stuck outside.
But no, you didn't have a problem with passes for that, though.
Yes, I did. I had to wave mad long.
Well, for someone to come get you?
Whatever it was.
Because you had unlimited passes for Brooklyn. That wasn't a problem. Mm. You're so crazy.
I'm not crazy. You're just. I don't handle things like the way you do. I don't give up. I would take care of my people before an artist any day. Like, they're getting paid. And they were told beforehand.
I know, but when you're giving people someone gives you a low price, it's very hard to say no to their passes list.
No, I understand.
If they need a +10.
I understand the difficulties, but you plan better.
Ugh. You know what? You're a son of a bitch. Anyways, plan for this. I'll see you next week. Oh, we'll talk about that. I go to London again next Wednesday, so we should do it before maybe Monday or Tuesday next week. If we can. Anyways, guys, Saif, you want to plug anything?
Nah.
Your class is already full?
Class full. Oh, the return of Saif for Saturdays is coming, but this is the end. Who cares? Listen to this.
People listen to the end?
The end? This far in?
Can you tell us any more about the return of Cypher Saturdays?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a mix on my website because I miss mixing. Mixing is going to be an hour of new shit and an hour of throwbacks.
And you're going to do it live?
No, not yet.
But that's very doable.
I'm going to get to that point where I'm going to broadcast it.
Yeah, and
nobody wants to watch. Watching DJs mix is boring.
I don't know, man.
If I had something going on, yeah, if I was doing interviews or some shit, but... Watching someone mix is boring. I don't agree.
Where are you doing the mix
music
from?
Is in my studio. Music is for the ears, not for the eyes.
Yo, man. That was a deep way to end this podcast.
So, CypherSounds.com, Cypher Saturdays coming June 8th, I think.
No, June 8th is a Monday.
Okay, so...
June 6th.
June 6th, yes.
June 6th.
Yeah.
June 6th.
Yeah, Cypher Saturdays.
It's not this week, it's the following
week. And you can listen to it anytime. I'm just putting it out on
Saturdays. On Saturdays, right. That's cool. Well, that's Saturday Vibes.
Saturday Vibes.
Okay.
Just how the show that made me famous, Cypher Saturdays on Hot 97.
Is that what you consider the show that made you famous?
Yeah.
That was really the thing. People rode around listening to Cypher.
I was a jock and then I would DJ. That's what made me like the co
The double up.
And that's what people used to say I was funniest.
That's when people started knowing that you're funny.
Yeah.
Do you think, are there any random Cypher Saturdays on SoundCloud?
Doubt it.
Well, let's find out. I'll tell you 1 second. Yeah, no, you're right. All right, peace out, guys.
Oh, I should put out some old ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should. Knowing you, you have everyone ever on CD.
Almost everyone.
Yeah, why don't you get warmed up right now by getting out the first few?
Yeah, almost everyone.
Hey, G-Code, you should do that. Yeah. All right, guys, we're out. We'll catch you next week. One ep.